You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Define crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Amelia. Kei te pihia koe. How are you going this morning?
I'm just shocked to be on the radio.
It's nice to have you here.
No, I mean like specifically on the air.
Oh, hi.
Just because we were talking about something else.
Yes, it all moves very fast in the world of radio. What's going on in the world of words today?
I thought that we could talk about bad poems.
Bad poems!
And it has led me down a kind of a strange alleyway where this is going to be less like teacher Amelia tells you some weird facts and more... I just kind of want to get the listeners' vibes on some stuff.
All right, I'm ready for listener vibes. You know the text number, 5395. What are we vibing on?
I just want to know why people hate poetry, because it seems to be such a feature of poetry discourse. So that's kind of the big thing that I want to talk about. Let's talk about some bad poems first.
Okay, let's get into it.
Do you have any least favourite poems?
Like, I, not to sound like a colossal wanker, but I actually quite like poetry, broadly speaking. So I don't know that I have a least fave poem. Do you have a least fave poem?
No, I've always liked poetry. I have a relatively short attention span, so the poem is probably one of the perfect things for me to read.
I think least...
Usually it's quite short and sweet and beautiful and...
I mean, I like poems because I'm sensitive and nice. But least fave poem is not the vibe. We're talking about historically bad poems.
Oh, okay.
And what is considered to be one of the worst is by a bloke called William McGonagall, who by all accounts was a bit of a pompous loser himself. and he wrote this poem called The Tay Bridge Disaster about a real... bridge disaster, and this is widely considered to be the worst poem of all time. Would
all
you
right.
like to hear some of it? It's very long.
Yes,
I'm ready. Hit us.
Beautiful railway bridge of the Silvery Tay. Alas, I am very sorry to say that 90 lives have been taken away on the last Sabbath day of 1879, which will be remembered for a very long time.
Oh.
'Twas about 7 o'clock at night, and the wind it blew with all its might, and the rain came pouring down, and the dark clouds seemed to frown, and the demon of the air seemed to say, I'll blow down the bridge of Tay. When the train left, we don't have to read the whole thing, but it's this like blow-by-blow account of this railway bridge disaster with him kind of being like, oh, woo!
Oh my gosh.
The demon of the air.
It's very like Roger Corman, Vincent Price movie, but I'm a rich guy talking about 90 dead people.
Yeah, that sounds annoying, I have to say. Also, what annoyed me about that, and I would like to put it on the record that I love a rhyming poem, but there was something about the particular way that one rhymed that kind of was just too much with all the other stuff going on in it.
Well, yeah, so I went through a bunch of...
I do love a rhyming
A bunch
poem.
Of online discussions about why this poem is bad. because I think this is one of the interesting things about these bad poems is that people are really fascinated by bad poetry in particular. And there is this like famous old book called The Stuffed Owl that is like an anthology of the worst poems ever.
Stuffed Owl.
Sounds great.
People are like, but why is it bad? Like, is it bad because it's like unintentionally funny? And some of it, it's like, no, it's bad. It's bad. Forced rhymes is one thing that people talk about a lot.
All right, okay.
A kind of a mismatch of like tone and subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
So another contender for the worst poem of all time is, I guess, content warning. It's a poem about suicide, nominally. It's called A Tragedy by Theophila Marzials.
Ah, yes. That guy.
Death! Plop. The barges down in the river flop. Flop, plop.
Oh,
above,
no.
Beneath. From the slimy branches, the grey drips drop. To the oozy waters that lounge and flop. And my heart's shrieks, stop, and my heart shrieks, die. Ugh. Yet I knew, if a woman is false, can a friend be true? It was only a lie from beginning to end. My devil, my friend. So what do I care? And my head is empty as air. I can do, I can dare. Plop, plop, the barges flop. Drip, drop, I can dare. And let myself all run away with my head and stop, drop, dead. Plop, flop, plop. That's the whole poem.
I wasn't prepared for all the plops and flops happening there. That was a lot.
Wow.
It's very interesting. And so people have this like fascination with like bad poetry.
I mean, that was kind of iconic. That was.
But also there's like a history of like earnest dislike of poetry. I mean, Plato famously said that poetry was like immoral and misleading.
Plato is also famously quite boring, so.
Oh, now.
Now we're about to pivot into a different territory.
Have a lot to say about that.
We'll save it for another day.
But relatively recently, and this is something that I came across a lot, this guy, Ben Lerner, who is himself a poet, has written this book called The Hatred of Poetry, trying to examine why people hate poetry, or at least have these like strange mixed feelings towards poetry, because a lot of poets themselves, like he quotes a poem that says, I too dislike it. and there's all these kind of like interesting theories about why.
What's one of the most prolific or maybe most interesting ones? What's stuck out to you?
I mean, there's this idea in there that in poets' experience, a lot of the time when you say that you're a poet, people treat it as if it's this kind of like sophomorish thing or this like juvenile thing that they've cast off, that people will often say, oh, I wrote some poetry in college, or like, oh, I used to read poetry when I was a teenager. Oh, you're 40 and you wrote...
and your feelings?
You wrote a poem? But poetry is also... it's interesting because it's like maybe the oldest form of human expression. Like a lot of our oldest records are poems, you know, like the Epic of Gilgamesh. Seems to be this kind of like cross-cultural thing. We have all of these like kind of like ancient like examples of like African poetry that is like the oldest human stuff. Whoa. Is poetry, and people are just like quite rude about it
from the beginning of time.
Shelley, the famous poet Shelley, he even wrote this like lengthy thing, a defense of poetry, which was published posthumously. But looking at it,
feels like a Shelley thing to do.
It feels very Shelley, but it also feels like maybe another reason why people feel the need to have this kind of like prickly attitude towards poetry, because in it he seeks to show that poets make morality and establish the norms in a civil society, creating the groundwork for laws and values.
So he's maybe proving the point of a lot of people think poets are sort of pompous wankers, and that definitely seems to be a thing. People are like, oh god, poems.
I think,
who do you think you are, la-di-da? Which I think I'd like on the record is not what I think about poetry.
to inject a little bit of myself here, this is not research, this is just my reckon.
Oh, I love an Amelia reckon.
I feel like some people's attitudes towards poetry remind me of people's attitudes towards heavy metal.
Yes.
In that there's this idea that people listening to heavy metal don't understand how camp and silly it is, and how theatrical and bombastic and like unrealistic. And it's like, oh, it says it's evil, but it's like guys with long hair and leather jackets. Whereas people who enjoy metal, generally, they fully understand that, and that is why they like it.
Yes.
Like, that is what is good about it, is the kind of like, you know, it's a bat with fangs and it's going to do a 10-minute guitar solo. And I feel like there's a similar thing with poetry where people are like, I don't really understand that this is kind of like hard on the sleeve, like goofy, like, oh, it's a bit much. It's like, no, that's why people like it.
Do you think people, just to really get philosophical before we jump into your song, do you think people maybe don't like poetry because it's too vulnerable? It's your feelings. It's people are being like, oh, here's how I feel about something. Everyone's like, oh God, write it in your diary. I don't know. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, there are various theories about, like, the way that, like, consciousness works and, like, how brains work that suggests that there's a kind of, like, there's levels to communication and that, like, sung things and poetry are working on, like, a different level. It gets a little bit esoteric, but yeah, I think there's, I would like, but yeah, basically I really want to know what people think about this.
Do you like poems and why? And if you don't like poems, also why? 5395. Or if you have a favorite poem, you can text that in as well. While we listen to Le Song du Poet by The Beatniks. Thanks for this selection this morning, and thanks for bringing us a bit of poetry today.
I mean, I thought Poet's Blood was probably the most appropriate.
Flop, plop, plop. There's The Beatniks with Le Song du Poet, The Blood of the Poets. Sam Hunt, apparently. Sam Hunt, national gem, not pompous or bad ever. Thank you, Mike. That's a great one there. We're getting actually quite a few classic New Zealand ones coming through. You can keep them coming on 5395. I'll read some more of them out after the break.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.